We're learning Masechtas Ma'atkan Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses different halachas of Chol HaMoed. The basic general rule is that Tzorech HaMoed is mutter when it's a Ma'aseh Hedit, and Davar Avad is even mutter a Ma'aseh Umah. The Mishnah says, Eisin Makel Lagag, you can make a fence for a roof, a l'merpeses, and for a front porch, Ma'aseh Hedit. Only a Ma'aseh Hedit, Avaloi Ma'aseh Umah, and the Gemara describes the Ma'aseh Hedit, Behutza V'dafna, made from the Hutzei Dekel, and with poles, or Tzorei B'Tzorei V'Nitach B'Tit, you make with stones without cement. Now the Ritva, which is actually printed early on Daf Tes and Beis, he had all the Mishnayos together, he writes that this is not when you're doing a mitzvah of Makkah. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because the Merpeses is potter for Makkah. That's what the Sifri says. And he says, if you're doing it for the mitzvah of Makkah, why wouldn't you be able to do it kedarkai? Feinstein held the necessity, a tzarech mitzvah like a Makkah, would be at least as good as a darver oven, and you'd be able to do a regular ma'aseh umah. And then he brings the third thing, that the Yerushalmi says, that a gag you could do 3 tvachim, and passes 10 tvachim. If you're doing a mitzvah Makkah, why wouldn't you need 10 tvachim for the gag? But he says, a tomen a gag which is not mechuyev Makkah. He doesn't explain why the gag is not mechuyev Makkah. Perhaps you don't use it so much, but it's not mechuyev Makkah. But you want to make a Makkah mishum shimur, he writes, and that's why you do it b'shinoi. A gag which you don't frequent it, it's good enough 3, and a mepesis which you more frequent, you would need 10. That's what the Ritva says. So if we're dealing with a mitzvah Makkah, says Ritva, then you could even do a ma'aseh umah. We're dealing with a fence which is not necessary for a mitzvah Makkah. That's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that the gag is 3 tefachim. The Taisa Rosh says the same thing from the Ravid with the same rayas, but he writes the Makkah is litzniusa bi'alma, which I hear even better. If it's mishum shimur, a little bit more shver, why wouldn't you be allowed to do it? But he says it's a privacy. It's a privacy wall, and that's why you do a ma'aseh hedit. Now the Me'imi brings this down, and he argues, he says, it's because of mitzvah Makkah. That they bring the sifri, that a mepesis is part of a Makkah, he says it depends. If the mepesis is the main mepesis, that you go up the steps to the mepesis, and from there you go to the house, avad that would be mechuyev Makkah. The Sifri's case, Le'inam Mechuyiv, is that the Mepeses, you really have a stairway going straight into the doorway, and the Mepeses is just an added thing which is there for storage, and it's not a place where you go, and that's when you potter. But the case in the Mishnah is Yom Mechuyiv. And that the Yerushalmi says that by a gag it's only 3 tefachim, says Mayrich, also, I don't fully understand the Hilchus Makkah, but he's mired that sometimes a roof would not need a full 10 tefachim, and 3 tefachim is good enough for mitzvah Makkah. Or even if the roof would need 10 tefachim, but it's good enough to make 3 tefachim for a temporary kiyum mitzvah, and you'll finish the rest after the Mayim. That's what it says in the Me'imi. Now the Bi'alacha brings this Ritva in the beginning of Siman Tavkuf Mem on the Shulchan Aruch that says you can make a Makkah, but he holds the Stimus HaPoskim that don't say anything, they just say that a Makkah has to be done a Ma'aseh Hedit, not a Ma'aseh Umah, really doesn't sound like the Ritva, and even if it's for a mitzvah Makkah, you would not be able to do a Ma'aseh Umah. I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, Bingson Rosh Chaim Zalman Orbach, that if there would indeed be a Sakana, he says, Avada, you can't argue with the Me'imi, that would be Zicha, at least like Dovra Oven, and you'd be allowed to make the Makkah regular. But it's talking about where you could prevent people from going up to the roof, and there won't be any sakana at all. And that's why it's only mutter and ma'aseh hedit. Now the Mishnah goes further. Shavanes ha-sedakim, you could rub out the cracks, the magila nice of a magila, and you could plaster them with a magila, and the Gemara says you can't. You can't plaster them with a magila. It's just biyadu b'regal. You can do it with your hand and your foot, kain magila. Now here the Ritva also says the Chiddush, also it's printed early in the Daf Tesamid days, that if you're having a leak in the roof, he says, of course you can fix it in a regular way. That's what he says, even a Ma'aseh Umah, for two reasons. First of all, it's impossible to live in a house with a leak in a roof. And second of all, a leak in a roof causes tremendous damage. It's a davar of it. So the case is, right now it's not raining at all. And you're not anticipating rain. It's just that when it rains, it's going to cause a problem. then you're afraid it might rain. You have a chash that it will rain. So therefore you could do this Meister Hedyot beyond a miracle. The Mi'alacha, he agrees. He says that the Torah says that the Mayim Yoridim Derech Sham, that's the lashon of the Torah, the water could go into this crack. He means it could go into the crack. But it, right now it's not, and it's not the Pshat Advanda is going to do it. It's just a chash. If it's actually dripping to the house, he names on its mutter without a shinui. He says, Lani is daiti. And he brings the Ritva. Now there's a tshuva from the Marit Selim, which is a long time ago, from the early Achreinim, that he discusses, he brings what he considers a minug to fix the roofs on Chol HaMoed in a regular way, and he discusses how that could stem with our Mishnah, which says clearly not that way. And he writes a very interesting pshat in the sugya. There are diktukim in the sugya, which I don't want to get into, but a little bit, he wanted to know, why does it say, Rashi's the machlatzim, it says in the Mishnah, Megillah Naisim, Megillah Bi'anev Regal, Avaloi B'machlatzim. And Rashi's the machlatzim is more of a davar uma than a Megillah. So why did it say Avaloi B'Megillah? So Pella, there are Rishayim that say the other way, that machlatzim is less of a nice uman than Megillah. Al Kapanim, he says in Mechudish the Gibshan in the Sugyam that you really could use the Megillah. And the Beis Yosef already brought a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says you could use the Megillah. And he explains how he learns the Sugyam. You use the Megillah with the Yad and the Regal, but you don't use the Megillah with the Machlatzim. The whole pshat. But at the end he says like this. He's masking that Rashi and the Rambam don't sound like his pshat. But he says that Rashi says that Yishofen is a stock in the Tanner. Rashi doesn't say the roof. Rashi says the Tanner. There is a Kasha in Rashi. If you not even make a whole Tanner, so what's the Chiddush? You can be Yishofen is a stock in the Tanner. Balkopanim, that's what Rashi says. And the Rambam, when he brings the halacha, he says bekarka. He says we're dealing with plastering the floor. So he says clearly, Rashi and the Rambam, which don't say the roof, which is the more obvious one, is because they hold the roof. There's a big hefsid for the roof. It's a big davar avod, and a big hefsid for the kli bayis. And avadi would be allowed to do it even derech uman. And the Torah says, which says clearly it's a roof, he could learn like the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that you really could use the megillah. You just have to change it a little bit. But either way, the Merit Silin already is one of the Apaisik, an early Achron that also clearly is matter fixing a leak on a roof, even a Maisa Uman. And that's what it says in the Bi Halacha. Halacha, which I think is very Negeila Maisa, dealing with a leak, a leaky roof on Chol HaMoed. Now, one more interesting thing that I saw, Reb David Zucker, in his Sefer Chol HaMoed, that we had spoken about on Daf Yudam and Aleph, that the Chumash Hadeshen that discusses by sewing and by writing, could you make a shinui? Does the shinui have to be in the result, or could the shinui be in the maisa? And we said the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, both by sewing and by writing, the shinui has to be in the result. It's not good enough to have a shinui in the eifin maisa. You write with your left hand, you hold the pen in an awkward way, but as long as the letters are coming out clear, that's not called the shinui. So he wanted to know, here it says, ke'ein magilah. The Mishnah Berurah says pretty clearly, afilu mo'aisa yafa yafa ke'ein sha'aisa m'kli umnis, it's also mutter, because it's called the ma'aisa hedit. He brings it from the achreinim. Seemingly, the simple meaning would sound like, even if it looks just as good, as done with a kli. So the shinui is not in the result, the shinui is just in the way you do it. So how come, by tfira and by ksiva, we paskin, that you need the shini to be done in the result, a shini in the action, is not good enough for a shini. And how come here, by Magila, we're saying that you do it the out of a regal, even if it's yafa yafa ke'ein Magila, it's still mutter? Why would here a shini in the act be good enough? So he wanted to say that the reason given why a shini in the act is not good enough is because it's a bigger tercha. It's a big atircha to write in an unusual way or to sew in an unusual way, to hold the needle or the pen in an unusual way. Nachas Chol HaMoed is tircha, you do a big atircha, it's not going to make a mutter. But here, it wasn't a big atircha. When you do a biyad v'regel, it's less of a tircha. And the male, that's why it's mutter. He has a diik in the levush that's less of a tircha. I don't think that's what the levush is saying. I think it's very shrei the mitzias. If it's less of a tircha to do it beyond a regal, and it comes out just as good, why would anyone use a kli? Why would someone be metriach more and use a kli if he could do it with less of a tircha beyond the regal? Now I know that's, you might find answers to this question, but still, I think the pashas is not the way. Maybe when the Mishnah Berurah says afilu moisa yafa yafa kein sha'isim klei umnis, there's still going to be a difference. You do it very good, similar to what's done by klei umnis, but not completely that way. Or maybe I thought of another pshat, that by a hedyit when he sows, says a hedyit could sow kedarkai. When a hedyit sows kedarkai, does it look different than when a uman sows kedarkai? I'm not 100% sure. I think it might not look very different. Well, it certainly would look very similar, like this yad v'regel. But the heter is, because it's a nice hedyit, because he's a hedyit. When somebody fixes the roof, or does this takan eiseh betit without a kli, that is a maaseh hedyit. If an uman is writing or sewing, but he's just holding the pen or the needle in an unusual way, he's doing a maaseh uman with a shinui. Shinui doesn't work, the shinui has to be in the result. But if somebody is fixing the roof without a magila, he's not doing a maaseh uman with a shinui. He's doing a maaseh hedyit. A maaseh hedyit is mutter. That's what I would think perhaps is the teretz, not 100% sure. Now at the end of the sugya, the Gemara records an incident where in Bedisa, there was stuffed up the river in a way that there was a lot of fish that was very easy to catch. Everyone ran to chop the fish, and there was two lashonos. The first lashon says that Rava said you could salt it, and Abaye said, what do you mean? You could only salt things that you can eat b'mayid. And Rava said, originally, they wanted to eat these fish b'mayit, and now they have extra fish, if they will leave them, it's a pseida. So that's like a davar avud, kevamakti avud, and it's mutter. And the second thing, the second lashon is, Rava allowed you even originally to go and trap them and salt them. And Abaye says, what do you mean? You only allowed to salt things that could be eaten b'chalamayit. And he said, you could eat it. You could, when you salt it, you could eat it. If you do this itzitzah approach, you could still eat it. The Ritva says that these two lashonos are not arguing with each other, and we hold like both of them. What he means is like this. The first lashon is telling you a chiddush, that you're allowed to go, when there's free food, to chop the food, because the food you're taking to eat in chalamayit, there's going to be leftovers, and now it's a davar avod, and now you could salt them. So that's one heter. If you are taka planning, or there's a chance that you're going to be eating them mechal ha'mayit, you could take them, and now that you didn't end up eating them, you could salt them al tzavar avot. The second lashon is telling you that even though you're not going to eat them fresh, you're trapping them in order to salt them, but there's a possibility, even with the salting them, that you could eat them mechal. So even though it's not pshat like the first lashon, which is another heter, they're trapping them to eat them fresh, and now they're going to spoil, you're trapping them to salt them. But the thing is, with salting, you couldn't eat the salt fish b'mayid. The Megyasev asked a question, but once you have enough fish that this is all you could eat b'mayid, how are you allowed to continue trapping? How are you allowed to continue salting them? Megyasev answers that everyone that you salt, you'll say you want this one, or you want that one. And he says, you have such a thing, it's even though it's haram, you have such a thing by Yom Tov as well. The Gemara says in Be'ah that now, somebody shacks an animal, and there's extra meat, as would be with an animal, and by salting it, he'll preserve the meat. So he's allowed to salt one of the avarim of the animal, and then say he wants another one, and salt that one, and then say he wants another one, and salt that one. That type of aram is mutter on Yom Tov, so kol shkein on chalamayit. So the Magen Avraham asks that later on, after days and the days, we don't allow our aramah by grinding flour, right? The Gemara there talks about that you're allowed to do all the malachas of the past, but you can't go and grind all your flour and say you're going to use it for Yom Tov when you only can use a small portion. You can only use the part that you really anticipate, or at least it's possible that you use it on Yom Tov. So how come here by the fish, you could salt all the fish? Why isn't that also called the harama? So he says, in regard to the trapping, that's not harama. When you want to trap extra fish, you don't know which fish will be better. So you trap the fish, who knows if the other fish will be better or not. By grinding wheat, it's all the same. Once you ground enough wheat, that's it. You're finished. But by trapping fish, maybe the next fish will be much better. So that's why you can trap as much as you want. Now once you trap them, and now the question is salting, so there the Magen Avraham says that by salting, since it's midrabanan, midraisa, we say ain ibid ba'eichlin, so that's why we're more makel to do harama by the salting. Maybe you could also say that here, the salting, it's a davar of it already, once you trapped it, I understand you didn't have to trap it, but since the trapping is not really harama, now you're going to have to salt it. We're going to allow harama more with the salting because of a davar of it. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, that the trapping is anyway not much of harama because could be the other fish will be better, and the salting is not a malacha deraisa. Now the Rosh brings a kasha from the Ravid. What's pshat in this whole Gemara? The Lishna Kama only allowed you to trap it for eating, and then afterwards it's mutter because of davar of it. The Lishna Basa only allowed you to salt it because the salting at Gufa is could be for eating in Anyamtif. We had a Yerushalmi earlier, we discussed it in the previous year, that when we're dealing with a Shayara, when we're dealing with a caravan that's coming, and you can get extra special deals on the merchandise, that's called a davar of it. And particularly, the Rosh Lashitasei, we had mentioned the Shita Saramban. According to him, it wouldn't be shver. The Ramban says any minia serevach is not pseda, and the case where you're getting a better deal is something which you're anyway going to have to buy. So that's pseda. You're going to have to spend $100 for the necessity, and now you can get it for $10. That is called a pseda of $90. But anything which is extra revach, anything for business, that wouldn't be called pseda. So that wouldn't be a kash according to him. Why you're not allowed to get the fish? Because of davar avod, because he knows that revach is not davar avod. But according to the Rosh Hashita, anything which is not matzi, even revach is called a davar avod. Here it's not matzi, you're not going to get this fish another time, free fish. Why wouldn't that be called a davar avod? So the Ravid has two possible terutzim. One teretz is a very interesting teretz. Then anything you get for free is not called a davar avod. Mashenkin, a good deal in business, losing a good deal in business, that's davar avod. Not getting a freebie is not getting a freebie. But having to pay a higher price, even if it's for revach, that's called the davar avod. Interesting teretz. Second teretz, he says, is that this heter of shayara, really, it's not the davar avod, it's really minias or revach. But since all we're dealing with is the issa of nekuch hamemka, which is not such a big issa, it's not a malacha, it's not a tircha, so memela, they allowed it even for minias or revach. Masha'enkein, salting the dagim, salting the fish, that's more of a malacha, that's a tircha, and then we're not going to allow that just because of revach, you need an actual loss, not a lack of gain. So one teretz is that any menias revach of business is called a loss, any stam menias revach is not, and the second teretz is, there's no chiluk between a business loss and the regular metziah. But the difference is, business, pragmatia, the Issa Mekach HaMemka is mutter for Minias HaRevach, but the Issa of Malicha is not. Now, the Chayrid is an afkimina between the two taimim. Let's say you get a really good deal on fish. It's not a metziah. It's a commodity. You have a really good deal which you can't get otherwise. But the only way this deal is valuable to you is, of course, if you could salt the fish. So according to the first teretz, since it's not free, it's a commodity for business, that's called the davar of it, and you'd be allowed to salt it also. But according to the second teretz, salting the fish is a malacha. Salting the fish is a malacha, so mania seravach is only mata pragmatia, it's not mata malacha, so merely you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Now the tur, based on this, the tur seems to pass like the first teretz, is lakula. The tur in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Gimel says, anything which you're not allowed to pickle anything unless it will be roi lechel mimena b'mayit, like the Mishnah says. But then he says, based on this Gemara, avalim hu davar she'enei nimsach ha'mayit mutar l'knoisei u'l'kavshei. Now why is he allowing you to buy it and pickle it, even though you can't eat it till after the mayit? The Gemara here says that not. That even when you're getting the free fish, you're not allowed to pickle it, except for the time that you really originally took it for eating, and now it's a pseida, or the time that you're pickling it, you could eat it b'mayid. But he says, something which is not matzi, it's not nimsa achar amayid, mutl k'naysay ulakavshay. So the Rabbi Kirega on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gayan also says, the Torah holds in the first teretz, that since you're buying it, a sale which is not nim, so that's called the davar avad. It's not the same as the Gemara, which is a freebie. A freebie is not called the davar avad. A sale for cheaper is called the davar avad. And Mikveges Ma'ir, the Muki Yosef, only brings the secondary to the Ravid that makes the Chilti Melacha and Schayer. According to the Muki Yosef, even when you're buying something which is not Nimser Achar Amayid, the only heter will be to buy it, Pragmatis Mutter, but there will be no heter to salt it. And he also says, why would the Torah pass on like the first teretz of the Ravid? Usually we say the second teretz is the Iker. That's what Mikveges Ara. Now the Shulchan Aruch also seems to be going with the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, by before that in Siv Gilmel, says like this: Perish in his vashlu ksas v'nechal ma'idei adchak mutal l'lokah g'day l'oichlan. If you have perish that is somewhat ripe and you could eat them al'idei adchak, you are allowed to pick them in order to eat them. V'mloiktal l'oichlan, and let's say you did pick them to eat them v'haisir, and you left over some. V'chayish Hashem yasliyu, and you failed to get wormy. That was the Gemara before. M'layichashim, m'laytzi lechem, yachal lechashim. That was the Gemara before, that since it will get wormy if you don't crush them, if you don't preserve them, so then you're allowed to. Aval also lachtem t'chila g'day lechavsham, but you can't pick them if, in order to preserve them. V'mudav she'ein animsa achar amayid, mutal l'knaysay u'lechavshay. Similar to what the Torah said about Malicha, he's saying it about the Peiris, that if you're not, these pears are not available after the Ma'id, you could buy these pears and preserve them. So Rabbi Kvega and the Gaon understood, he's saying like the Torah, that we pass like the first pears that arrive it. So when he said, he means if it's hefker. If you have berries, if you have these pears growing on trees that are hefker, and you want to make preservatives of Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to. You can only pick Litzarech HaMoed. And that's not called a davar of it. Because the davar avad is only when you're getting a good deal in business, not when you're getting a free mitzvah. That's the first teretz of the Ravid. However, to buy it, if it's not going to be matzah after the Ma'id, you could buy it and preserve it. Right? The Bialacha points this out. He says, when it says, also laktem tchila g'day l'kavsham, it's only when the parents don't belong to Yisrael. Otherwise, if it could get ruined, that's of course the davar avad. But that's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Magen Avraham doesn't seem to lean that way, because the Magen Avraham, on what the Shulchan Aruch says, also laktam tchila k'day l'kavsham, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Nemuki Yosef's pshat, in other words, the second Teretz that arrived, that since it's a Malacha Gemura, so Memela, it's not mutter by a davar avad. In other words, it's not, the losing out on a revach is only a heter for Pragmat, it's not a heter for a Malacha. So, the Magen Avraham brings in the Nemuki Yosef, the second teretz of the Ravid, on the Shulchan Aruch. That's how he taishes also the lakdan tchila k'day l'kavsham. That even though you're getting it for free, but he says the thing is, since you're doing a malacha, when you do a malacha gemura, that's not mutter by a davar avad. So he's not being mechalik between buying and a metziah. He's mechalik between the second teretz, between doing a malacha, which for that Menias Revach is not called the Davar Avad, and Pratmatya for that, Menias Revach is called the Davar Avad. So Rabbi Kvega is bothered, so why did the Shulchan Aruch say at the end that if it's a Davar Shein and Nimsa, you could be buy it and be Kaivish it, and preserve it, preserving it's a Malacha. So that shouldn't be ahead of Menias Revach. So the Bialacha says, maybe the Magavos going Lashitase, that Malicha is not a Malacha Gemura. So even though the Ravid clearly is saying that even for Malicha there's an Isser, Menias HaRevach won't be called the Davar Avad, only Pragmatya, but maybe the Magavram is being made a little bit more than the Ravid. But I don't understand fully, because the whole Makarit is such a Chilik is this Gemara about Malicha. So if that's not the Teresis Gemara, because Malicha is Mutter for Menias HaRevach, so you'll have to say the reason why in this Gemara it's Asr, is because Metziah is not Menias HaRevach, and that's the first Teretz that arrived. Why would the Magen Avraham assume that the Shulchan Aruch means the second Teretz that arrived? It's Tzarechi and Bechol Seh.